Good morning. Welcome to our Assistant County Council meeting of February 27th. First thing is the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of the soul. I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Sir.
Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
All yes, motion carried. At the minute, February 20th, any questions, corrections, additions? Another fine job by Tracy. They'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have no correspondence, Mr. President.
Any correspondence to council? Correspondence from council. Okay. Now's the time for public comment. Am I signed up? Chip, signed up. Really? I'm surprised that row there, I got someone say, but it might be a good thing. It might be a good thing. Operator, check online, please, for public comment.
If there is anyone on the line who would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line who would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is currently no one on the line who wishes to speak.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. Move on to the consent agenda with him. A proclamation request for Sussex Central High School Wrestling Team Division I State Champions. Am I got any issue with that? Mr. Lawson, you okay with it? I thought you would be. Entertained a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yeah.
I will yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, and thank you for that approval, recognizing the state champions. We'll bring them in at a future meeting, hopefully maybe as soon as next week. We do have a recognition of a retiree today, Mr. Fred Haas. I have a tribute here to read, and we're joined today by Mr. Haas, who will invite and present the tribute to him. A Sussex County tribute. Be it hereby known to all that Sussex County commends Fred Haas, Safety Nurse Safety, Emergency Medical Services, for devotion and loyalty in serving Sussex County 23 years. County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Fred with wishes of happiness and good health. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, February 27, 2024. Congratulations, Fred.
I'll thank you guys all for the support that you give our paramedics. We have the best system in the world, and it's all because of your support. I felt for 3 years here, I felt like a family member of the county at all levels. We're totally supportive of us. So I know some of you probably weren't in office in 2001, but thank you for like the continued stuff that you do for us every single day. It's been a pleasure to serve this county.
Well, thank you.
Mr. President, can I speak with something? Do you mind?
Certainly.
I want to recognize Fred. I've known Fred for a couple of years. Ruby and I took the EMT course from Fred, and he walked me off the cliff a couple times, and I actually passed. If it weren't for his guidance, I don't know if I would have made it, but he's a tremendous asset to Sussex County. I'm going to miss him, and I hope he enjoys working at the parking the roller coaster.
That's my future.
There you go. But again, thank you for all you've done for this county.
That's what I said. I remember refresher classes for you, Mr. Vincent, as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember 2001. Yeah. On the west side of the county. We had to retrain division. Okay, that well.
I made it over there once in a while, too. But thank you so much, everybody.
Thanks, Fred. Thank you very much. Congratulations and good luck. Mr. Law, you're still up.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And congratulations to Fred again. County Administrator's Report for February 20th, 2024, Item 1, the Delaware State Police Year-to-Date Activity Report for 2024 is attached, listing the number of violent crimes and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and court arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 190 troopers assigned to Sussex in the month of January. Item two, per the engineering department, following projects have received substantial completion. Patriots Glen, Phase B, pump station enforcement effective February 12th. Millville by the Seagull Village, formerly known as Millville by the Sea Village 2, on effective February 13th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jennings, I have a question for you. Somebody asked me this week, last week, I thought I'd ask you for public comment here. 190 troopers assigned. What's our contract number we're supposed to have assigned?
So, perfect timing. It will be, it's 17 currently. Right. I am going to be bringing the MOU to you next week.
Okay.
We had another two troopers, which would be 189. So okay. They have been providing what is in the MOU, the future
and
MOU.
And above the last.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. You got it. I thought that was cool. The public hears that, so we're yes. Getting what we're paying for and more in this case. Thank you. Where's Mr. Larry? There he is. There he is. Where's Mr. Medlars? Where's our pickleball here? That's all right.
Microphone is on. So good afternoon, Mr. President, council members. So I'll be back. I am back with the Wolf Neck site. And you know, there's a couple of moving parts on the site. We have utilized a report from GHD for the future of a joint facility. Then you touched it again when you authorized an amendment to the report to include a potential ocean outfall component. And to make that project feasible, because improvements under either option would happen in Lagoon 1, we would have to remove the biosolids which are related in Lagoon 1 over the last some years. We don't want to go into details.
No, we don't.
However, this project was always known to be done, and it has done regardless of whether a joint facility dealt with the Board of Public Works. We met with several of the biosolids disposal companies and discussed their electrical needs. They were all higher than what our current service can provide. So, we engaged with GHD with another amendment, which you had approved, to include an upgrade to our incoming service, new switch, new components, which would allow us to do both biosolids and run the treatment plant at the time. Now, in these discussions, we learned that the incoming service from DP&L not support a full utilization of both loads. So, in order to avoid the line upgrade cost and have some other benefits, we investigated the option of Lagoon Solar, one and only one in the county, probably one in the state, no, probably one in the region.
Yeah.
So, and strangely enough, we have the ability, our lagoon lends itself, we have very few feet of fluctuation, which is important, and we could actually get it pretty steady with a foot range. So the anchoring system would be relatively easy. So we engaged in an RFP process, which you had authorized previously on our previous submittal. So I guess we touched it together five times. So the RFP review team met, and we did this. This was Mr. Lawson was on the team. And we shortlisted the four proposed companies in the order of UC ranked, based on the criteria we listed. And as you can see from the summary spreadsheet, the financial benefit over the 20-year is pretty good. Most likely it would be longer. At the sinking fund, we had reestablished with a back and forth with the company. So we now believe we have a sufficient sinking fund. They actually offered us the option that we can take it over and keep the sinking fund money if we wanted to. And they also furthermore indicated that they would not need three of the due diligence years. They felt they could get it done in 1 year, 1.25 years, which is in our best interest because we need that installed in order to get our biosolids out. So right. I told them the companies which could provide a faster turnaround, faster delivery are preferred. Now, this is a faster delivery or fast, relatively fast delivery at a higher lease cost and at a pretty good sinking fund, at an excellent sinking fund. So I just want to remind everybody why there's a side benefit. If we didn't do this and we did do the improvement project, we would have to cover the lagoon because of the algae. If we never do the improvement project, it doesn't matter. But if we did, if any improvement project is done where we have to meet the requirement, the permit requirements at the spray head, we would have to get the algae out.
Right.
And that's the only way to do it is get the light eliminated. So that's why I sort of tried to summarize, you know, I gave you sort of a summary why we should be doing the project. And if you concur, we would be back. We would finalize the draft lease agreement, which we had published, stick all the terms correctly in there, get back and forth with the company, get their signature on it, and then come back to you.
Okay, so you have a motion?
We have a recommendation to a, let me go get balanced here. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department. Council authorized to finalize lease terms with Noria Energy / Chaberton Energy and present to County Council for final approval at a future date.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second. Mr. Hudson. No, Mr. Raleigh, second, I guess. Any questions on the motion?
Fine.
We'll take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Raleigh.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
That puts us on the map for Delaware.
There you go.
4.5 megawatts.
Amen.
And we're not using any farmland. Thank you.
Mr. Parker.
Good afternoon, Council. Had a quick hitter for you this afternoon. Starlight Meadows, one of our Chapter 96 SCI projects. You've seen it a couple times last year. You've touched it twice, at least twice. As a reminder, this one started about a year ago, last July or January, as they always do with a formal request to be considered in the program in writing sent to our county engineer. So went through all the steps of county code outlined in your memo on page one. We've had two resolutions prepared and approved by council. The second one was last October. It was 19-0923, and that was the one authorizing the engineering department to assemble formal bid documents. And this was following a successful election by the community, meaning they wanted the project.
Right.
The last step. So we've done that. Bid documents went out for public advertisement December 13th of 23. On January 24th, we received a total of 4 bids. We were pretty pleased for a small paving project. Getting 4 bids was pretty positive. The low bidder was George and Lynch of the 4 bids in the amount of $190,166.50. It also included 3 contingency items, and at this point, we've performed our due diligence, detailed review, and we're going to recommend award of the contract to the low bidder.
Okay, you have a motion?
I have a motion to read for you. Be it moved, based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Starlight Meadows Road Improvements, Sussex County Project T24-07, be awarded to the low bidder, George and Lynch, Inc., in the amount of $190,166.50. Said amount, consisting of a base bid of $181,228.50 and a contingent bid of $8,938, with the contingent items used only at the direction of Sussex County project personnel.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second. Mrs. Green, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Raleigh?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ms. Jennings, just for the public who might understand all these things, explain how this gets paid back.
Sure. So we come up with a calculation. They pay it back with a percentage that we calculate on a fixed cost, like you take out a mortgage, that kind of interest rate, and then they pay it over 10 years. So it's not tax dollars. It is the actual people who are in that community pay us back.
Is that a separate bill or is it on their tax bill?
It's on their tax bill.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Old business, Mr. Whitehouse, step on down.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. We have just one item of old business today, which is change of zone number 1991, filed on behalf of Sycamore Chase Expansion. This was an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC, medium density residential planned community, for a parcel of land lying on the north side of Daisy Road, approximately 0.6 mile west of Bayard Road. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at Council's meeting of January 23rd of this year. And at the conclusion of the public hearing, action on the application was deferred for further consideration.
Any questions of council? Mr. Morby, short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to MRRPC, medium density residential planned community district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 73.95 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 9, with conditions 10A through R, and it's my understanding that Mr. Hudson may have an amendment.
Have an amendment, sir.
Yes, sir, I do.
Read it in, please.
I'd like to have an addition or an amendment to condition 10C. And this is to avoid the Parsons family from being landlocked from their farm, which is the property just adjacent to this addition.
It's my understanding, Mr. Hudson, that oftentimes now with some of the subdivisions for their entrances, especially if it's not a wide track, DelDOT is requiring D-cell lanes that may be longer than the property itself, or acceleration lanes, and sometimes that could go in front of other properties, so you want to protect against that for the neighbor.
That's correct, sir.
Okay, so the I would suggest then on 10C adding the following. This in no way requires any right-of-way or easements on any surrounding or adjacent properties in order to comply with DelDOT regulations, and places no obligations to provide that on any other neighboring properties.
That would be my motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? Take the vote. This is on the amendment only, Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Now, Mr. Moore, your short title again, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC, medium density residential planned community district, for certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 73.95 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 9, with conditions 10A through R, as just amended by this council with 10C.
As your council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes, based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning as amended.
Schaefer.
I will vote yes, based on a recommendation of planning and zoning commission as amended.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes, based on a recommendation of planning and zoning as amended.
Mr. Riley.
I'll also vote yes, based on the recommendation of planning and zoning as amended.
I'll also vote yes, based on P&Z's recommendation as amended. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Friends for the Laurel Library. They're requesting $1,000 for their youth activity series. There's no previous grants to this organization. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I'll make a motion to grant $1,000 to District 1 Accounts Bank account.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, to grant $1,000 to the Friends of the Laurel Library for their youth activity series from District 1 Council Matic grant. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carry. Next.
Okay, next one is the Blades Police Department is requesting $1,500 for their community outreach program. Last grant received for this organization was in the amount of $550 for security cameras from Mr. Vincent. Mr. Vincent, placed on the agenda.
So make a motion to grant $750 from District 1 council bank account, please.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. And that was for $750 from District 1 council bank account to the Blades Police Department for their community outreach program. Next, Mrs. Green.
Okay. Next one is Ocean View Historical Society is requesting $4,000 for their barn restoration at Coastal Town Museum project. Last grant received for this organization was in the amount of $2,000 for their Tunnel West project, which was $1,000 for Mr. Hudson, $1,000 for Mr. Riley. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson.
Mr. President, I would like to donate $2,000 from a District 4 account to the Ocean View Historical Society.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, to grant $2,000 to the Ocean View Historical Society for barn restoration at Coastal Town Museum from District 4 council bank account. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Rehoboth Art League is requesting $1,000 for their historic homestead garden restoration. Last grant received for this project was in the amount of $500 from Mr. Cole. And Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Schaefer.
I'll offer $1,000 from the third district account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 from District 3 council bank account to the Rehoboth Art League Incorporated for their historic homestead garden restoration. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes, motion carry. Next.
Okay, next one is Seaford Tomorrow is requesting $3,000 for their Friday Night Live project. The last grant received for this event was in the amount of $2,000 from Mr. Vincent, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Make a motion to grant $1,500 from District 1 council bank account, please.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, to grant $1,500 from District 1 council bank account to Seaford Tomorrow Incorporated for their Friday Night Live event. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes, motion carry. Next.
And next one is Greater Lewis Foundation is requesting $1,500 for the Lewis Community Garden for capital improvements. Last grant received for this program was in the amount of $1,000 from Mr. Schaefer, and Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Schaefer.
Offer $500 from the third district account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $500 from District 3 council bank account to the Greater Lewis Foundation for the Lewis Community Garden. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. And last?
And the last one, Race for Warriors is requesting $2,000 for the Race for Warrior event. The last grant received for this event was $2,000, which was $400 from each council member. Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
We'll be offering $400 towards this. Else wants to do not, but
I'd also do $400.
I'll do $400.
I'll offer the same.
Okay, so we're going to do all five. $400 from each council bank account, a total of $2,000 for the Race for Warriors Incorporated for the Race for Warriors event. Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
I mean, Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Hudson, do you second that motion?
Yes, second.
Okay.
That's fine either way.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. Thank everybody. Introduction, proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one, and it's in your district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 11.92 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Council member comments. Entertained motion to go to executive session for land acquisition and pending and potential litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wiley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have yes, Mr. Cameron. Now, executive session.